Yeah, dry run of the game. Still have a slice of pizza, but I'll save it for later.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too.
The game is called what?
Thinking. Well, first we're doing a dry run of Adam's game, which is called Movie Bluff.
Movie Bluff.
Movie Bluff, which will actually be planned during the episode itself.
Right.
But we're doing a dry run to make sure it works.
That's probably a good call.
Yeah. It's neat. So, I think, well, Peter and Dan, I kind of filled them in before you got here, and so maybe what we could do is just jump right in, and then it's the kind of thing where
I'll pick it up,
where you can kind of catch on.
Pick what up?
I could make a really bad your mom joke. That's the only thing I think of.
Okay, so
if we were to start hypothetically to get the longest way to Katie,
well, maybe I should provide like a brief synopsis summary. Okay, so basically how it works is first person says the name of a movie,
mm-hmm.
or I suppose it wouldn't have to be, now that I think about it. They could say an actor or pretty much anything they want as long as they could connect it to something else.
Let's start simple.
Okay.
Let's start with a movie.
So let's start with a movie. And the example I used earlier is the first person says The Dark Knight, and then they say cast or director or composer or any role on the cast of The Dark Knight. And
then I would hop in with Michael Caine, movie.
Right. So I would say, so you're starting off with?
Michael Caine.
And no, then,
going off of your.
Oh, so I said The Dark Knight, and then I said cast, and you said Michael Caine.
Who's in the cast?
Yes, who is in the cast of The Dark Knight. And then he said movie, which means that the next person, which would be you, has to name another movie that Michael Caine is in.
Does anybody else feel like this is kind of like a drinking game that I know from college?
Not one that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, I've only done the initials game.
There's another component of this game.
Okay.
So let's say I say The Dark Knight again, and then I say caterer, and Dan says, you are totally bluffing. If it comes back to me and I don't know, Dan gets 2 points. But if I can get it, then I get 2 points.
I get it.
And so, but as long as...
Since it's even check, why don't we just make it one?
True, but I was thinking about making it a like more of a scaled point system where... and this is another thing where we're going to have to just see how the flow of the game works. Like if it's boom, 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 boom around the circle until someone can't think of something and has to like
bluff
it out, then that would be where the points would come in. Or I was thinking that a point would be awarded every time someone gets a correct answer.
That'd be a lot of points. We need a piece of paper for that.
It would be a high scoring game that way.
I think we would run out of fingers and toes.
Yeah. Probably true. And it would, if there's a point limit, we would go through very quickly.
Yes.
So should we try it with just the bluff and calling bluff awarding points?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. Sure.
So it's kind of like the Leonard Maltin game, but
in the point
in the turning back and calling shenanigans somewhere.
Yes.
Gotcha.
We like games where we call shenanigans.
Farva, what's the name of that restaurant with all the goofy shit on the wall that you like so much?
Shenanigans?
You mean shenanigans?
Ooh.
Put those away.
He just keeps laughing.
All right, so we'll try a hypothetical round to see what happens. You want to start us off?
Mm-hmm. So you understand how it works?
Yes.
Okay. Which way does it go?
We're going to start clockwise. Play this way. And then play this way.
Whoa. Got a little thing on the table. It's exciting. And it's shiny.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought I was distracted by shiny.
So.
Pizza!
Hey,
oh, we wasted 13 minutes. Congratulations, folks.
Dan's just distracted by loud noises.
It's more so I don't want to burn down my apartment.
I I don't want you to burn down your apartment either.
No, no burning down the apartment. And that thing you said about elephants, that was hilarious.
Indeed.
Yes.
I agree wholeheartedly.
It's too bad that no one else could hear it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, kids at home.
Sorry, you missed out.
A true 21st century gem of humor and
right.
magic.
Yes. Can't repeat it. The moment is gone.
Yep.
Yep.
It wouldn't be the
funny
same
anymore.
Also, pizza.
Pizza.
But, Peter, did you eat, I guess?
What?
Did you eat? I mean...
Well, yeah, I've eaten some, and then I just rely on booze, mostly, to sustain myself for dinner. I don't know, I might have some pizza, a little bit.
There's plenty of pizza.
Eventually.
Yeah. You should probably eat pizza instead of booze.
That's what we're... Because
you know what?
The
glass
could
really mess up your system.
I do eat lots of booze.
I have brought pizza to share. And there is margarita pizza.
This? Square pizza.
It's a new one that I discovered.
It's Culinary Circle.
Culinary Circle.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've never had it.
Sliding things on the table make sounds. Yay.
Okay.
Kind of cool sounds, actually.
So, Adam, you were going to start us off with a dry run.
Yeah. So, for the beginning of this game, I think, given the historical context, I better start with something I love dearly. So I'm going to say Star Wars cast.
Nerd.
Harrison Ford cast. No, wait. I would say movie, right?
If you want to...
I would greatly enjoy if you said movie.
Because I guess I couldn't technically say I can name another cast he's in because it'd be a cast of a movie.
Right. So in this context...
That would be a long internet search.
if we're still on Star Wars, then...
I mean, is he telling
you
me to
saying
say
Harrison
cast?
Ford and then cast means that you would have Katie name another person on the cast of Star Wars.
That's how I interpret it.
So we stay on the topic of that movie.
Until somebody says movie.
Until someone says movie.
Bitchin'.
Yeah.
Well, there's a rule we
so,
didn't know existed.
Yeah, that's kind of a big rule.
Okay. Harrison Ford composer. So you have to name the composer of Star
Yeah,
Wars.
Got that. That's why you're getting the death stare.
I totally didn't follow till you explained it.
Oh.
It's
okay.
Starting to make sense now.
Oh my gosh. And then there's another rule. If you can't name it, then you should get a point. How about that? You think that's good?
Well, but she has an opportunity
But
to
I could
bluff.
Call bluff.
You could call bluff.
Or she could bluff herself and make some shit up and...
But then you guys would call me on it and I would get...
She can't bluff herself because she has to name it.
No, she'd make up a bluff and say it.
And then Dan would say, that's not right.
No, it'd be to Peter.
Okay.
Peter calls bluff.
I could say Randy Newman movie
and then Peter
would be like,
no, Peter. No, Peter would be the next person in line who'd call bluff on you.
I'd call bluff on the Randy Newman part.
I thought that...
No, that's not how my rules work. because we... Because
but then how
this
do you
is
bluff.
Your rules have been abandoned.
Okay.
Randy Newman.
I know how to explain this. Okay, so I brought my laptop tonight to double check if there is any doubt about what someone says. But that's not where the bluffing comes in. The bluffing comes in when you say, okay. So in your case, you said Harrison Ford, composer. So if she thinks that you don't know the composer, then she will call your bluff.
Oh.
And if you don't know, then
I thought
she
you could
point.
Lie.
Well, you can lie about the fact that you know who the composer is.
It's like poker. You can lie until you get caught.
She might
so
not know the composer. You
it's
should
kind
call
of
bluff.
Like it's kind of like the card
I feel
game.
Like it's kind of a famous one.
The card game Fuck Bueller or BS.
Gerald.
BS. It's like BS where you say you put your cards
however
face
many.
Down. On the right. table, and you say, "Oh, I have this, this, and this."
Oh, okay. So you're just answering the other person's question, and then you're making a claim.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. So it continues.
So I still have composer?
Yes.
Of Star Wars?
Of Star Wars?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
I got that part.
I call your bluff.
It's John Williams.
Yeah, and you get a point.
I figured you knew. Yay. But I knew I didn't know, so whatever.
Okay.
It was a lose-lose situation.
So, So in this case, did we decide this is where it changes directions? When a
yes,
bluff
somebody
is called
bluff.
Okay, cool. So.
So then he starts?
Yep, it's back to you. Because you got the point, and then you're firing at me.
Try not to kill him.
Who's that laugh for?
Beetlejuice cast.
Whoa. Oh my god.
tricky, but I know answers.
What is his name? Oh my gosh. Winona Ryder.
Oh, snap.
What is his name?
Winona Ryder. Oh, right. Winona Ryder.
She's a dude.
Apparently in Adam's mind.
Yeah, no.
She has short haircuts from time to time. I can respect that.
One.
Just a short hair part.
One sentence followed another a little too closely there, it seems.
Okay, so Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder. Movie. So you name a movie that Winona Ryder has been in. And if you can't, then I get a point.
I don't think I'm very good at your game.
Me either.
I have a guess in mind.
If you don't guess...
You know.
No. If you don't guess, you don't get anything.
What the heck is Winona
Ryder
in?
You're going to lose both ways.
All I know is that she shoplifts. Damn, that's you media. Yeah. I hate the media. Sex they tell me nothing of interest.
Oh, bottle opener.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't want to slam it on the table.
Sure.
That was pretty quiet, yeah.
Well, that was on a cord. So.
It'll be Let's funny see. When it falls.
Oh, now I got a good way to guess. Corpse Bride.
Oh.
And then you have to say...
And then I need to say some sort of type or topic.
Something that's... Some person that was involved with it based on their title.
So if you know or don't know something about Corpse Bride, say that thing that you know or don't know.
Okay. Actor.
So then...
Or cast.
Cast. Can you name somebody in the cast of the cast. Corpse Bride?
Was Winona Ryder in Corpse Bride?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You can't say Winona Ryder.
No, she was confused and confirming.
I'm confirming because nobody ever was like... Because he said he was guessing. Never mind. Okay. Johnny Depp.
And then you have to say...
Johnny Depp.
Wait a minute.
What?
Movie.
I'm confirming...
Wasn't she in that one?
That was a total guess.
Oh, Stone Cold Bluff.
Hence the laptop, folks. The
survey says, yes, this is why I brought the laptop. when things get called
Katie
into question.
Can call shenanigans, right?
Shenanigans.
Right. So, okay, so going back, taking
I totally
a step
believed
back.
You.
Yeah.
There was confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with the, really I'm totally guessing, but.
You didn't understand my tone then. I think Katie understood my tone.
It
was a guess. I went for
he's
another.
Talking out of his butt.
Well, I don't want to say. I went for another. Duh. No, I don't want to say because it's going to ruin the.
It was.
Never mind.
Were you thinking of Helena Bonham Carter?
No, not at all. I have no idea who was in Corpse Bride.
No.
All I know is the director.
Okay. So,
that was my frame for guessing.
In that,
then you didn't say director, you said actor.
Okay.
No,
well, because
that.
I needed a movie with her.
Okay.
So I knew another movie that was directed by the same person.
He
used the same directors all the time.
Basically, what you named was wrong, so I get a point.
Correct. You can't call shenanigans. He wins.
I don't know.
Well,
somebody said only Katie can call shenanigans. So
wait.
But because it wasn't a bluff scenario, it should still go... This
yeah, what's
he said a topic that I've failed at.
Yeah.
Then
I said
what happens?
I said Winona Ryder.
So if you commit to something and it's wrong.
If you commit to something and it's wrong, when we check the facts, if it's not common knowledge, if someone else in the room is like, I don't know about that, then we go to Lappy.
So isn't that right? But what happens after that? For on their bluff?
Huh?
Well, no, I could have called Adam on his quote-unquote bluff, but I'm pretty sure he could name one more Winona Ryder movie, unlike me, so I just decided to guess instead.
Oh, right. I had that bluffing thing all wrong.
No, but I feel like he was bluffing because he didn't actually know.
Yeah, but we're not worried about that kind of bluffing. I keep realizing there.
It's more just a shot in the dark.
Okay, so then basically he got it wrong. Adam gets a point. Who says the next movie, actor, whatever?
Me, because I won the point.
And we go in the same direction because there was no bluff.
But shouldn't somebody else start it because you got a point which gives you advantage already?
That's true. Maybe the loser should get to start. Of that.
We're
of that
equal opportunity.
Yeah. Face off. Yes.
Shenanigan game players.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that better. This is fun figuring out all the little idiosyncrasies of this.
So like
this creature that I'm birthing.
Awkward. I just want disgusting. That image in my head.
I'm
Thank
sorry.
You.
Those were the words that came out of my mouth.
Okay, so one more approach at this just to make sure that I'm kind of on the level on this.
Yeah.
So Peter would come up with a new movie, or would he stay on the same topic?
He can do whatever he wants because a point has been awarded. So
but it wasn't a bluff check.
Right.
Okay.
Idea.
Idea?
Ding.
Yeah.
So because we stopped our slew.
Yes, our run.
Even though it wasn't by a bluff.
But it was a point.
It was by a guess.
It was by, I mean, like, we're done with that train of thought. I feel like it should switch directions.
Yeah, anytime a point is awarded, it just.
Like every time, you know, the landslide ends, you should switch directions.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so any point, any.
So
any...
he's going to go. He's going to say it, but he's going to go back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So throw something in his face.
So
I'm holding a slice of pizza.
Perfect.
If there's a point awarded, it goes.
Okay, so
this switches directions.
Right.
Cool.
Again.
Is anybody
Sweet.
Keeping, oh, we're not keeping track.
No, no, we're doing one more dry cycle.
So how many things do I name now? I name...
You name a movie, or you name anything, movie or person involved. And then name something that they're tied to, be it a movie or somebody else in a cast or
so
a director that they've worked with or a writer that they've worked with or a composer that they've worked with, etc.
Yeah. So you could name a movie, an actor, a director, anything, as long as you can tie something to what they've done in the past. Or something you don't know but you can convince us you do.
Right. Go.
Requiem for a Dream. Director.
Oh my gosh. Chris Breedlove still has my copy of that book.
Okay, and in this case, because I don't know, I'm going to say you're bluffing.
Uh-oh. you're going to have to check it again, because I'm sneaky and I guess at things. I think...
I know this answer.
David Aronofsky?
Darren.
Son of a bitch!
Darren Aronofsky.
You got the crazy last name, but
Survey
not
says
he was close. He had the initial.
Should have just gone with D.
Darren Aronofsky.
Where are directors listed?
I can't see on your screen because I can't.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Right there.
Darren Aronofsky. So, I got a point.
I was sure it was David.
Real fast.
I'm very dumb.
I'm just waiting for like a big cascading run to happen at some point here.
Well, let's do an easy movie then.
Okay.
So then it...
Right, it switches. And then,
point was awarded.
And then
I'm
going to
lose
a
lot if this keeps happening.
Well, that's okay because you have advantage of getting to start.
Yes, because you lost that. So you
oh,
get
you're
to
going
name,
to me now.
You get to name something again.
Yep, and yeah, it goes to Katie now. Right?
Do we have to write these rules down?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're recorded.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Workshopping it.
Ah, crap. I'm going to try to be creative.
Or you can do a slow pitch to get the thing started.
Yeah, you don't have
right.
to.
Give me a slam dunk.
Okay.
That sounded kind of dirty.
Oh.
No, no, it was just a, give me a slam dunk.
It was the whisper part of it.
Not intended.
Oh, oh sad day. Okay. Very, yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, actor. Cast, sorry. I say actor.
Cast. It works. Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp, cast.
So cast means still in this movie.
Another, right. Mm-hmm. Same movie, different
still in
actor.
This movie. Okay. Which one is Dead Man's Chest?
I'll give it to him that it's the second one.
That's the second one.
I was totally gonna guess the fourth one and get it wrong, so thank you. So Orlando Bloom movie.
Wow, could you make that
Rings.
Easier?
Which one?
The good, like the good one.
Okay, I suppose I do have to specify.
Oy.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, composer.
Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm. You're mean. I've heard it many times.
Yeah, see, there was slow pitch going on, and then...
And then I stepped it up. You're right. Okay,
He is the maker of the game.
Let's game maker. Let's take it a step back, just so I can see how the
I am the keymaster. Are you the gatekeeper?
I'll take it a step down. We'll say Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, cast.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Ooh. I know who I would say.
Yeah, but you were also the one who just said composer.
Yeah. I know things about
Lord
of the Rings.
Specifically.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one.
Can I look it up on your computer? I don't understand the game.
You're going to cheat. Don't tell anybody.
No. Oh, on my honor, kids at home, I will never cheat. My laptop is out of my vision currently.
It's true. We're keeping him in check.
It's in my vision, though, so as long as we go back to Rec Room for a Dream, I'm golden.
I'm blind. I can't see it.
Liv Tyler movie?
Yeah.
Is Liv Tyler in that movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're good.
That's the one I was going to guess. Movie with Liv Tyler. Oh, come on.
Ooh, got one.
Wait, Lord of the Rings.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Don't worry, it's going this way. It's going this way.
No. But
I could say a different one.
Yeah, you could say a different one.
Mm-hmm. I would have to know the name of another one, though.
Lord of the Rings is still active in this round, so you can't use it.
Well, but what if she changes it to another movie?
But what if I say, like, of the Two Towers or whatever the heck that is?
So that would be a different slide.
Different
that
movie.
That would be a different movie. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And plus, he said
Lev
Tyler movie, so that changes it out of Lord of the Rings, Return of the King anyway.
It did.
Yeah. Okay.
Backtrack.
All right, well, I'm going to... Yeah.
So you said...
So, Lord of the Rings, Two Towers or whatever it is. And
the Two Towers.
The Two Towers.
And
cast. This could just keep going in circles.
Well, that'll be the fun thing
Hopefully
about trilogies
not.
Like this.
Yeah, no. Viggo Mortensen cast.
That's
what I couldn't think of.
I know. It took me.
I
was like,
I was like
it
what is that guy's name?
Weird. So I have
sounds
a
sounds like.
Okay. Oh, what's the name of that movie? Oh, yeah.
Adam laughing at his own humor.
The contents of my own brain. Hidalgo. Cast.
Balls.
Was that
the
name of the horse?
Wait, question. I said Viggo Mortensen cast.
Oh, you did say Viggo Mortensen cast. Okay,
because I wanted to keep it in the territory, because that's what you just, you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see.
Cast your
vote
Thanks, Dan.
Welcome. Cool.
You're really bad at this.
Lo siento.
that was
my bad. It means I'm sorry in Spanish.
Speak English.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
We're in America.
America.
So that would be a wrong answer, so I'd get a point.
That would be a wrong answer, but in this case, because that was just me
right.
not paying attention.
Well, that would still be wrong.
Yes.
I'm trying to cut it off because it's already 9 o'clock. We need to do a mic check if we're not counting this as a mic check.
This is our mic check.
Okay, this is a mic check. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we're really, really talkative tonight. So.
Surprise mic check.
Okay, so let's just get started on the episode then.
Let's do it.
Cool.
I'm going to check now instead of having our error like last time.
Yeah.
Would you like to open the episode or do you like me to open the episode?
And I will communicate clearly that I will forfeit the right to open the episode to you, Dan.
Was that supposed to be clear?
On this...
Supposedly.
On forfeit this. The right to not open
the episode. Forfeit. The left door of the right room of that cavern. Do you need another one?
She needs another...
Go ahead.
Something.
As soon as you get back, we will start.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, we've been chatting for like
yes,
hours.
So you do it. Cool.
Yes, I did.
There and
six. Okay, I'm more happy now.
And maybe this now. Okay. So I'll do the intro, then I'll introduce him, then I'll introduce you guys, and we'll chat for a second. We'll go into my
what's our topic
first? No, games.
Oh, games first.
I have a game too, but mine has rules. I'm not like throwing against
what
you.
What are you
it's
trying to say, Dan? What are you trying to say?
Because they're what stolen from other
what
games.
What are you saying? What are you saying, Dan?
That we're making sure mine functions in a different way.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's funny.
Ooh, my game. You don't have to practice my game because my game
has
rules.
That's right. Because it's true.
Oh, okay.
I see how it is.
Yes, but I will need my spreadsheet back, please.
Yes.
Because that is part
is.
Of.
That's important.
Yes. Okay,
and
so.
Bottle opener, please.
Oh, yes.
So we're just playing games.
It's yes, for root after beer, the intro, then we play my game for a half an hour, then we play his game for a half an hour. We, in between, you know, going from question to question, it's a lot like what the mic check will be is right now, where it's just, you know, confirming, making sure that everything makes sense.
Okay.
Things like that.
Do you like the dead stare?
Katie, I got rock. What did you get?
Scissors.
Ha! I win.
But I have two scissors. Hiya!
I got a beer.
Hey, me too.
Board game still moved. Did I steal that back?
Battle of the Sexes?
There it is.
Yes, I need a die out of it for my game.
Ah.
Now, where are you going to roll said die?
Actually, all of you will need to do this beforehand. Just once. If there is one. And I don't think there is.
I'll roll it, you catch it.
It's nice, dude. What?
Never mind. check.
Hold on.
Yeah. And try not... Whoa.
Don't worry.
Try not to...
You have a red light that turns on and off. What's that mean?
Yeah, it
that
means...
You are very observant.
Yeah, it's a thingy. It's a light that turns on when things happen.
And turns off when they don't.
Yeah. It's off. It's on. It's off. It's on. It's off. It's on.
Okay.
It's off.
Oh, Lord.
That's not true, though.
Pick a number one through
I'm
six.
I'm quoting something else now.
Four. Oh,
okay. Remember that number. Pick a number one through six, not four.
Five.
Remember that number. Pick a number one through six, not four or five.
What number?
I remember it. I have my number.
No.
Three.
Three. Okay.
That was in a horrible
Katie.
Accident.
One, two, or six.
Two.
One or six?
Six.
Six. You get one. I'm going to roll it.
Yes. Okay.
Does everyone remember their numbers?
Yes.
Yes.
Ow.
In my game, number one is going to start the game.
Yeah, that's me.
Perfect.
So I don't have to remember my numbers anymore?
No, no, that's all done. Okay. That's the only thing I need to do. Okay.
There'll be a quiz at the end of the night.
Yes. Everybody ready. Everybody comfy. Everyone have everything they need. Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. Then we will start.